and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel reading, we heard these words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. You know that with these words, Jesus begins his farewell address at the Last Supper. That is about 3 chapters long in the Gospel of John. Our Gospel reading today is the beginning part of that extended address where Jesus tells his disciples that he is going soon to the house of his Father and why he is going there. You know, this is how the church arranges the readings, especially the coming Thursday will be Ascension Day. That is when Jesus ascends to the Father in heaven. So the readings are all about the farewell part of Jesus' addresses to his disciples. Now, he is going back to the Father. And why he is going there. And he tells us in the Gospel reading that in my Father's house are many rooms. And the reason for going there is that I am going there to prepare a place for you. Here Jesus seemed to assume that his disciples know where that is and how to get there. Because he says, and you know the way to the place where I am going. But of course, the disciples didn't know. But only Thomas proved brave enough to ask, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Remember this I am statements of Jesus. We recall this language from last Sunday when he said, I am the door to the sheepfold. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. Now he says, I am the way to the Father, to the Father's house. I am the truth, that is the true door. By entering through this door, one will arrive at the house of my Father to find life, and life to the full. Let us reflect briefly on these three I ams of Jesus. The first one, I am the way. Jesus tells his disciples that he is going to prepare a place for them. He is going on ahead to show them the way. Jesus, as the way, is a kind of trailblazer. And one of the recurring thoughts in the New Testament is that Jesus goes on in front for us to follow. Like last Sunday's gospel on the Good Shepherd, Jesus does not push his sheep, he leads them. Jesus is the one who goes before us. That is what Jesus does for us. He is not just the way, but he takes us and guides us along the way. Second, I am the truth. Then Jesus said, I am the truth. So if the way is like the road, then the truth is like the road map. For we can be on the right road, but be going in the wrong direction. So where do we find this road map? Jesus is the road map, especially his teaching in the Bible. It is the truth. That is what we declare as one of the fundamental constituents of our faith. The Holy Scripture of the Old and New Testaments, as containing all things necessary to salvation, and as being the rule and ultimate standard of faith. That is to say, that Jesus is not only the way, he is also the truth, the right route in our way. And the third I am the life. Put simply, this is everlasting life in the home of our Father. As the Catechism describes it, a new life in which we are united with all the people of God, in the joy of fully knowing and loving God in each other. Now, what is distinctive about this life and the Father's home is that Jesus promised further, I will go back and take you to be with me. And he did. And he continues to. Jesus has shown us that by his death and resurrection, that death is not the end of our life. We were created for eternal life, a living relationship with God as our Father. And no one comes to the Father except through me, says Jesus. So the very first Christians who decided to follow Jesus on the day of Pentecost, and the many others who became his followers in the next 2 or 3 decades of church history, were not called Christians yet. You know what they were called? They were called the followers of the way. Now, as present-day believers in Jesus, we are also followers of the way. And we thank God that we have found the way, that we have been informed and formed by his truth, and that we have shared and continue to enjoy the fruits of his life. Or to put it in summary form, Jesus seems to be saying, I am the way, follow me. I am the truth, believe in me. I am the life, live with me. So our challenge now is to find a way, or even ways, to bring other people to the way that we have found, to the truth that we have been enlightened, and to the life that we have generously shared. This is our happiness, and this is also our ministry and our mission. What we have received, we all have the responsibility to share with others. Amen.